We bring you now to the gymnasium in Wrangell with Doug Olerud for the game live.
Welcome to Wrangell. Doug Olerud bringing you Glacier Bear basketball on KHNS. First up tonight, we got the Lady Glacier Bears against the Lady Wrangell Wolves. They just introduced the Glacier Bears starters, Libby Jacobson, Grace Jones, Celia Bauer, Kaylee Swinton, and Serena Badgley. For the Wolves, we've got Erica Smith, Caroline Ward, Darian Meisner, Marcia McKay, and Taylor Bean will be the five starting for the Wolves. Glacier Bears coached by Brian Elliott, assisted by Christine Hansen. The Wrangell Wolves head coach, Edna Abella-Nor, assistant by Heather Howe. We're going to take a brief break here for the national anthem. We'll be back with the tip-off. All right, as we get going through the game, I'll try and get everybody updated on the junior varsity action, get some stats on both the boys and girls junior varsity games earlier. Quick rundown of it right now before we start as both Haynes team lost those games. We'll get you some scores and individual results there as we get a chance. So far, it's been a pretty disappointing weekend for the Haynes teams. They've won one, lost five, but I think if they were able to get the split in the varsity series by pulling out these two games that we have remaining tonight, I think they'd have to go home happy. Last night was a free throw fest here with the girls, 70 free throws between the two teams. We'll see what changed tonight. Swinton tips it to Jacobson, and we're underway. Jacobson dribbles up to the top of the key, goes right-hand side to Swinton. Swinton up high to get the ball, down to Bauer. Bauer swings it to the left-hand side. Now they go inside to Grace Jones at the high post. She's going to get wrapped up, tie ball, and that will be possession to the Wrangell Wolves. So good idea by the Glacier Bears trying to go into the high post there with Grace Jones, get her going. She only had 3 points last night. They need to get some scoring out of her. Erica Smith on the dribble, stolen away by Bauer. Bauer's got Smith between her and the basket. Stripped by Smith. Nice strip by Smith as Bauer's trying to go up for that layup, but Erica put her foot on the end line, so Glacier Bears will be able to maintain possession. Kaylee Swinton inbounding for the Glacier Bears, right-hand side of the key down on the baseline. She slaps the ball, brings it into Jones, up top to Bauer. Bauer on the dribble tries to look inside to Swinton. That ball tipped away. Battle for it on the floor. Ball comes out to Bauer. Celia on the dribble tries right baseline. Comes up and she wanted to get it to Jacobson, but Bean stepped in between her and Jacobson. She ended up traveling, turned that ball back over to the Wrangell Wolves. Still scoreless here, 7:21 left in the first quarter. Meisner on the dribble for the Wolves. She has Badgley guarding her man-to-man. Goes left-hand side to Bean. Bean to the baseline to McKay. Top to Meisner. Meisner looks over the defense, and then they'll reverse it around to Bean on the right-hand side, into McKay at the high post. She kicks it out to Ward on the right baseline, back inside to McKay. She goes up against Swinton. Swinton with a block shot. Jacobson down with the rebound, and she's going to be fouled as she was trying to pick up that loose ball, and this will be number 20, Taylor Bean. She had foul trouble last night, and she picks up her first personal, first team foul here. with just over a minute gone in the first quarter of play. Full court pressure by the Wolves. They're stacking it way up front. Grace Jones looking for the inbound. Gets it to a curling Jacobson. Jacobson back to Jones. Jones across to Bauer. Now Bauer will bring it up across 10-second line to Swinton. Swinton holds up, gets it to Bauer. No 1-2-2 zone by the Wrangell Wolves. Glacier Bears go right baseline to Swinton. Swinton goes up with a shot, got hammered on the arm, no call. Grace Jones with the rebound, up and good for two. 2-0 lead for the Glacier Bears, and they're going to return with some full court pressure of their own. The Wolves get it ahead to Meisner. Meisner, 1-on-2. She goes up against Swinton. Swinton with the block shot. Jacobson down with the rebound. She gets it back to Bauer. Bauer looking to get up into the front court to Jacobson. Jacobson across the 10-second line now, left-hand side of the court, to Badgley down on the baseline, up through Jones. Bauer up top of the key, now to Badgley. Playing catch on the left-hand side. Now Jacobson comes up and grabs that pass, now to Badgley. Badgley inside to Jones. Jones up on the left-hand side, no good. Rebound comes down to Ward. Ball tipped away. Badgley comes up with it, up and good for two. Glacier Bears have already made one more two-point basket in this game than they did all of last night. They had 3 3-pointers, 1 2-pointer, and a lot of free throws. So 4-0 lead real quick here for the Glacier Bears. Meisner on the dribble, right-hand side behind the three-point line. Little give and go to Ward. Back to Meisner. Up and no good. Bean on the left side. Weak side rebound. Now she puts it back up into Badgley. Badgley dribbles it off her leg. She was under a lot of pressure. She was being double-teamed over there. Might have been better just pick up the ball and hand it off to one of the guards to bring it up. Meisner will inbounds. Well, the Wolves to Smith. Smith looking over the defense, comes right-hand side to Meisner. She squares up, tries to go inside to Ward, has that one batted away, and it'll be tied up between Caroline Ward and Libby Jacobson. Jump ball, Glacier Bears possession. 5:23 left in the first quarter. Glacier Bears 4, Wrangell Wolves 0. Jones gets it into Badgley. Badgley up ahead to Jacobson, and we're going to get the first foul on Erica Smith. Threw a little jump ball up there. Libby did a good job protecting the ball. Erica Smith tried to come over the top of her and pushed her in the back. Badgley now inbound to Bauer. Bauer circles to the top of the key. She's going to explore the right-hand side. Gets it down on the baseline to Swinton. Swinton tries to get a cutting. Jacobson threw it over the top of her head. Badgley quickly back. Knocks the ball back to Jones. Jones to Swinton on the right baseline. Swinton up with the shot. Short front rim. Comes down to Taylor Bean with the rebound for the Wolves. Smith now directing traffic for the Wolves. Comes right-hand side to Meisner. Meisner looks to the three-pointer. Now she's going to drive baseline. Gets past the defenders. Up with the right hand. No good. Rebound comes down to Grace Jones. Grace is going to throw an elbow in there. She's going to have to be careful on that. A lot of officials are going to call that as an elbow. But they're going to get number 25, Caroline Ward, with her first personal. Glacier Bears will inbound on the baseline. They get it into Bauer. Bauer gets a screen from Swinton. She's going to come up across 10-second line, gives it to Badgley. Badgley to Jones. Now they reset it with Bauer at the top of the key. She comes left-hand side to Jacobson. Celia's calling out the play up top. She's got Smith coming out guarding her. Now left-hand side going to Jones to Badgley. Badgley misses the layup on the left-hand side. Fight forward, and it comes into Bean. Bean on the dribble. She'll slow up, wait for some traffic to pass her, gives it to Smith. Now Smith goes left-hand side to Meisner. Meisner, 18-footer, back rim. Rebound comes down to Swinton for the Glacier Bears. She throws it up ahead to Bauer. Bauer's got a 2-on-2. She's going to drive it in, tries to get it to Jacobson. Briefly knocked away by Smith. Jacobson out to Badgley. To Swinton for a 3-pointer on the right side. That one rims out, no good. Badgley comes down with the rebound. Nice hustle for the Glacier Bears. Over to Jacobson for 3 off the backboard and good. Libby Jacobson with a 3-pointer, and we've got a 7-0 lead. And we've got a quick timeout by the Wrangell Wolves. 3:52 left here in the first quarter of play. Glacier Bears coming out with a lot more fire and emotion than they did the whole game last night here in this little over 4 minutes to play. It's kind of interesting watching the girls play. They just didn't seem ready for that one. If anybody was listening last night, I think I said this several times, they just didn't seem ready to play last night. But don't know what Coach Elliott did differently today, but these girls are coming out with a lot of aggression and really getting after it. So earlier today, the Wrangell JVs beat the Haynes Glacier Bear Lady JVs 39-31, scoring that game for Haynes. Natalia Taylor had 4, Autumn Gross had 4, Janae Larson with 4, Shea Otten with 3, Jordan Stegen with 4, Lyric Wiggins with 2, and Olivia Wing with 10. So we're back to action here. The Wolves inbound against full court press for the Glacier Bears and stolen away by Bauer. Bauer to Jacobson. Back to Bauer. Waits for everybody to get into the front court here. We've got everything set up. Now comes left-hand side to Jacobson. Jacobson rips the ball past the defender to Badgley. Up top to Bauer. Bauer drives to the right-hand side to Swinton. Swinton with a jump shot. This is long. Off the rim. Rebound comes down to Bean. Bean quickly up into the front court to Meisner. Meisner is going to try dribbling, and we're going to foul on Jacobson. Libby will be her first personal, first team foul on the Glacier Bears. The Wolves will be inbounding on their baseline. Meisner on the baseline, looking for a cutter, and she'll throw it out long to Smith. Smith gets a screen from McKay, goes to the left-hand side, cut off nicely by Jones. Back up to McKay, to Bean on the right-hand side. She has Bauer on her. Now to Meisner. Meisner drives in and up and good for 2. Darian Meisner with the first 2 points for the Wolves. Glacier Bears get it to Bauer. Bauer is going to drive past 3 Wolves. Skip pass over to the right side to Swinton. Back up top to Badgley. Bauer left side to Jacobson. Glacier Bears kind of set up their offense here, get their spacing. Now back up top to Bauer. She's just inside the center circle, way up top. Circles to the left-hand side. Looking for somebody, gives it to Jacobson. Jacobson turns, 14. That one's long. Battle for the rebound. Swinton comes down with it for the Glacier Bears. To Jones, to Jacobson. Jacobson eyes a three-pointer. Nice closeout by Meisner. Goes to Badgley. Badgley into Jones at the high post. She turns right wing to Bauer. That shot's off the back rim. And Badgley hustles for the rebound. Jones kept that one alive, and Badgley came up with it. Now Swinton with the jump shot. That one's off. And we've got Jones trying to tap the ball out of there. It'll be 3-0. Grace Jones, her first personal. Swinton's still cold. She was 0 for the field last night, and she's gotten 5 good looks here tonight. None of them have been able to fall for her. Full court pressure still by the Glacier Bears. They've got Smith trapped in the backcourt. She throws it up right to Libby Jacobson. Libby drives inside, and she's going to get hammered. And they're going to say she was going up for the shot. Fouls on number 1, Erica Smith. That's her second personal, 4th team foul. And Jacobson will be going to the line shooting 2. She was 2-for-4 from the line last night. Madison's off the back rim. 2:12 left in the first quarter of play. Glacier Bears have a 5-point lead, 7-2, over the Wrangell Wolves. Jacobson at the line for her second. This one is up again off the back rim. Battle for it comes out to Meisner. Meisner surveying the court. There's no number, so she slows down, waits for her teammates, looks for a cutting McKay down the right side. McKay up against Swinton, kicks it out to Meisner. Meisner going to back it out. She's going to shoot a 17-footer. This is off the back rim. Rebound outside to Jacobson, throws it inside, and Taylor Bean was right there with Celia Bauer. They both caught at the same time, tied up, and it will be Wrangell basketball. Meisner will be inbounding left-hand side of the key, down on the baseline, looking for an opening, gets it to Ward. Ward with a 16-footer. That one's a little bit short. Rebound comes down to Jones for the Glacier Bears. And we've got another foul on the Wolves. As we're Glacier Bears are trying to clear that one out, that'll be the 15th foul. Number 11, Marsha McKay, that's her first personal. 15th foul on the Wolves. Glacier Bears get it to Bauer. Bauer, she's got a 2-on-1, gets it over to Jacobson. Jacobson's going to go up with a shot. And it looks like that's going to be, you're going to say this one's on the ground. Number 1, that's Erica Smith. That's her third personal. Great job for the Glacier Bears that time, spreading the defense and a little bounce pass by Celia. Much better play so far in this game for the Glacier Bears than last night. Now to Jacobson on the right baseline for 3. No good. And we're going to get a foul on Grace Jones pushing on the rebound. That's her second, third team foul for the Glacier Bears. Trying to seal off that weak side rebound. Just got a little too over-anxious with it. So now we've got Jamie Messerschmidt into the game for the Glacier Bears. Wolves get it into McKay. McKay to Cooper that came checked in for Smith. I don't imagine it'll be a while before we see Smith. And Caroline Ward with a 8-footer up and good for two. Cuts that Glacier Bear lead to 3. Bauer, left-hand side to Jacobson. Jacobson on the dribble, comes up top to Bauer. Bauer is going to circle to the right-hand side. Looks for Swinton down the right side. Swinton's going to drive down on the baseline. She's going to go up for the shot, and she's going to get fouled and go to the line shooting 2. Me 25, that's Caroline Ward, her second personal. Swinton's first attempts from the free throw line tonight. She was 5 for 10 from the line last night. And his first one rims in and out. Swinton's second one is up, and this one's good. Gets that lead to 4 for the Glacier Bears. 8-4 with 1:05 left in the first quarter. Glacier Bears didn't really commit to the full court pressure that time, so Meisner's going to dribble it up into the front court to Cooper. Cooper circles left, back up top to Meisner. Meisner on the dribble to Bean. Down on the left baseline to McKay. Out to Meisner. She's trying to think of a three-pointer, but Badgley's got nice defense there. Now comes right-hand side to Bean. Bean's going to drive the right baseline, go up with a shot. That rolls up and good for 2. Taylor Bean with her first 2 cuts that Glacier Bear lead down to 2, 8-6. Glacier Bears come left-hand side to Jacobson, to Bauer. Bauer on the dribble goes right-hand side to Jacobson. 25 seconds left to Swinton on the right baseline for 3, and that one's good. They're going to say foot was on the line, so it's just going to be a 2-point shot, but nice to see Kayla getting her stroke on that one. Maybe that made free throw after that drive was what she needed to get her going. Foul's going to be on 21. Jamie Messerschmidt, her first personal, fourth team foul for the Glacier Bears. Wolves inbound it with 16.3 seconds left to Cooper. Cooper dribbling atop the key, has Jacobson all over her. Left-hand side to Meisner. We got 7 seconds left to McKay on the left baseline. She's looking for something inside. 2 seconds left, and we're going to get a 3-second call on the Wolves. Turn it over to the Glacier Bears with 1.1 seconds left here in the first quarter of play. Badgley gets it into Bauer. Bauer's going to heave it three-quarter court off the side of the backboard. No good. So at the end of first quarter play, Glacier Bears 10 and the Wrangell Wolves 6. We'll send this back to the studios at KHNS for 1 minute. All right, welcome back to Wrangell. Doug Orr bringing you Glacier Bear ladies basketball on KHNS. Start of the second quarter of play, Glacier Bears with a 10-6 lead over the Wrangell Wolves. They'll have to hope for a better second quarter than they had last night. They ended the first quarter with an 8-2 lead, and then Wrangell outscored them big time and ended up going into halftime with a 15-13 lead. But last night it was all about free throw shooting. Tonight the Glacier Bears are actually getting some shots from the field to drop. So starting the second quarter, we got Badgley, Bauer, Jacobson, Messerschmidt, and Swinton for the Glacier Bears. You have Cooper, Ward, McKay, Bean, and Meisner for the Wolves. Quick three-point shot by Bauer off the back rim, rebound by Taylor Bean for the Wolves. She's going to drive the length of the court, dribble it off of her thigh, and out of bounds, turn it back over to the Glacier Bears. A little slight full court pressure here, or maybe they're not, because they had two girls up, did the Wolves for full court pressure, and then they back out of it. So come to Jacobson on the left-hand side, up top to Bauer. Bauer drives inside, gets it to Swinton on the right side, to Jacobson. It's like a little 2-3 zone now, a little change up for the Wolves, trying to keep that baseline shot from happening. Glacier Bears get to Jacobson at the high post, no good. Rebound comes down to Swinton, has it torn away from her by Bean. Taylor Bean now driving up into the front court and hands it off to Meisner. Meisner surveying the defense, right-hand side to Bean. Bean to McKay, looks for a cutting. McKay, and we got a tied-up ball between Ward and Messerschmidt. Alternating possession. It will be Wrangell Wolves basketball. Sub in for both teams. We got Autumn Gross coming in for the Glacier Bears. She'll come in for Kaylee Swinton. And we got Kyla Teet coming in for the Wolves. And Marsha McKay will have a seat for them. Meisner on the inbounds looking for an opening. There's Teet on the baseline up over Gross, no good. Autumn comes down with a rebound, is able to rip that away from the Wolves, looking for some help. Gets it to Bauer. Bauer up ahead to Messerschmidt. Messerschmidt shot over Ward, no good. Rebound comes down to Cooper for the Wolves. Cooper to Meisner. Meisner across the 10-second line on the dribble, right-hand side to Bean. To Meisner. Looking over the defense, now Meisner's going to drive towards the right-hand baseline, gives it back to Ward. Ward with a 14-footer off the back rim. Badgley down with the rebound for the Glacier Bears. She's double-teamed in there, and we've got a pushing foul on one of the Wolves. Nice job by Serena that time, just keeping hold of that ball, staying strong with it. So that'll be Kimberly Cooper's first personal foul, seventh team foul now on the Wolves. So we'll be shooting 1-1 for the Glacier Bears. We got number 11, Marsha McKay back in for the Wolves. Caroline Ward will take a break for a little bit. 6:34 left in the first half of play. 10-6, four-point lead for the Glacier Bears. Serena Badgley at the line. Her first free throw is up off the side of the rim. No good. Rebound comes down to McKay. Meisner on the dribble, right-hand side, up top to Cooper. Cooper looking over the top of Jacobson, circles to the left-hand side, gets to Meisner. Meisner's going to eye a three-pointer, thinks better of it. Now she's going to try and drive over to the right-hand side, get into the bucket, tries to go inside to Bean. We got the ball knocked away by Bauer. Said 32, Celia Bauer with the hold. Don't know how she could do that since she was in front of her. Could have been Messerschmidt that was going for that one. Wolves inbound, trying to go inside to Cooper. She tries to go up against Autumn Gross. Autumn with the block shot. Rebound comes down, and we got a held ball. This is Kimberly Cooper's 5'11", but I'm not buying that. Bauer up on the dribble. Comes left-hand side to Jacobson. Jacobson, cross-court pass to Messerschmidt. Messerschmidt's going to try and drive baseline up with a shot. No good. That's going to be way short, and they're going to get Taylor Bean, number 20, with her second personal foul, and we'll send Jamie Messerschmidt to the line, shooting two. Jamie's at the line, her first shot. This one's up, rattles off the rim, no good. And off the bench for the Glacier Bears, Destiny Cowart will be checking into the game, and she'll be coming in for Serena Badgley. So nice run by Serena there. Get her some fresh legs, get her rested up, and I'm sure she'll be back in fairly short order into the game here. Second one by Messerschmidt, no good. Cowart goes in, gets the rebound. She's quickly tied up by Meisner. Alternating possession. It will be Wolves basketball. Full court pressure still by the Glacier Bears. Meisner gets it into Cooper. Has Bauer over her. Gets back to Meisner. Now the Glacier Bears just fall back out of it and pick them up at the three-point line. Meisner tries to circle past. The Glacier Bears gets it out to Bean. Bean to Cooper. Cooper's going to drive in. They're going to call Jacobson with the blocking foul on that one. So that's Libby's second personal foul. Sixth team foul for the Glacier Bears. Got Meisner on the baseline. Gets it into Pete. Pete up against Gross. And the rebound off of Libby Jacobson's hand and out of bounds. Now back into the game for the Glacier Bears, or into the game, excuse me, Natalia Taylor coming in for Jacobson. Inbound pass knocked back out of bounds by Destiny Cowart. So Meisner will try again to get this one inbounded. Time she gets it into Teep. Ball knocked away by Taylor. Taylor up ahead. She had a lane to the basket, but nice recovery by Cooper coming up behind her, knocking that ball out of bounds. So Glacier Bears will inbound on their baseline, right-hand side of the key. Destiny Cowart triggering the inbound pass. He's looking for an opening, gets it out to Taylor. Taylor tries to drive baseline. She's cut off, and we're going to get a foul. White 2, Kimberly Cooper, her second. 10th team foul now on the Wolves. I've got 10, the board says 9, so I might be off. Taylor's first free throw, no good. Destiny Cowart up with the rebound. She goes back up and misses, gets her own rebound again. Back up with a shot, no good. Cowart with another rebound, goes up for a shot, and she's going to be fouled. One, they're saying. That's Marcia McKay, her second personal. So Cowart will be at the line shooting 2. We're in the double bonus here for the rest of the half. Glacier Bears, this will be their 9th and 10th free throws of the game. Wolves haven't shot a single one yet. Glacier Bears have only made they're 1 for 9 so far from the free throw line. They could have a substantial lead here instead of 4 if we could get a few of these free throws to drop. Destiny misses her first. Second one is up. That one's off as well. Rebound comes out to Cooper. So Glacier Bears squandered 9 points from the free throw line so far. Wolves come back. Their shot's off. Rebound to Cowart. And they're going to stop. Cowart had, looks like she had an earring in that she'd forgotten to take out before the game. The official told her to take that off, which she did, and now we'll be resetting. But first, we've got number 10, Alex Campbell, coming in for Kyla Teet for the Wrangell Wolves. Bauer on the dribble for the Glacier Bears. She's up across the 10-second line, 5:07 left here in the quarter. We have not scored in the first 3 minutes here of the second quarter. Neither team has. Glacier Bears come up top to Taylor. Taylor down the baseline to Messerschmidt, up with a 17-footer. That one's way long. Marcia McKay down with the rebound for the Wolves. Up to Meisner. Meisner tries to get to the baseline but cut off by Cowart. Now she looks up to Cooper, to Meisner. Meisner left-hand side to Campbell. Campbell looking for an outlet, brings it up top to Meisner. Meisner to Cooper. Ball knocked away by Cowart and then off of Taylor and out of bounds. Glacier Bears had an opportunity there to get the steal and just couldn't quite hang on to it. Swinton back into the game for Messerschmidt for the Glacier Bears and Ward in for McKay for the Wolves. Meisner trying to inbound. She's got Cowart on her, trying to get it into Ward. Ball tipped away, stolen away by Gross. Taylor picks it up and didn't really know who she was throwing it to. Taylor Bean comes away with it. Up with the shot, no good, but foul by Natalia Taylor. That's when Coach Elliott's telling Natalia, just calm down. There's no need to throw that pass. Wait for the defense to pass, then hand it off to Celia and move up the court with it. We got Taylor Bean at the line for her first free throw attempt, and that one's good. She was 2 for 5 yesterday from the free throw line. That's first attempt from the free throw line here in the game for the Wolves. Her second shot is up, and this one's going to be way short, so it'll be Glacier Bears basketball. 4:23 left in the first half. Glacier Bears with a 3-point lead now, 10-7. Been having trouble scoring here in the second quarter. Bauer on the dribble comes down Stops at the top of the key, circles right, gets it to Swinton down on the baseline with that 2-3 zone now. They got Taylor Bean coming out quickly on Swinton. Now she goes inside to Gross. Gross up and good for two. Nice job by those two. Swinton to Gross for an easy bucket for the Glacier Bears. Now it's a 5-point lead, 12-7. Quickly back to Ward, to Meisner or the Wolves. Meisner at the top of the key goes left-hand side to Campbell, to Bean. Bean to a cutting Campbell underneath the basket. She throws up a wild shot and good. Holy cow. That was a hope and a prayer on that one. Threw that one up off her knee, but it went in. So nice shot by Campbell. Bauer on the dribble for the Glacier Bears. Stops 15-footer. That one rims up. No good. Rebound comes down to Ward. She gives it off to Bean. Bean on the dribble. She'll be picked up at half court by Bauer. Up to inside to Meisner. She's left open for a 19-footer, and that's good for Darian Meisner. She's got four now, and we've got a one-point lead, 12-1. Glacier Bears having trouble scoring in the second quarter, just like they did last night. To Bauer. Bauer to Swinton on the right baseline. Swinton looking inside to Gross. Autumn turns. Nothing there. To Bauer on the weak side with a shot. That one short, no good. Rebound comes down to Campbell. Campbell pushing it up for the Wolves. Looking for a lane to the basket. Lose control of the ball. Glacier Bears need to just pick up the basketball. Cowart comes down with the rebound, and she's going to be tied up. Oh, we're going to get a foul first here before the tie-up on one of the Wolves. Number two, Kimberly Cooper. I have that as her third. And we'll be shooting down at the other end. It looks like Destiny will be back at the line. Shooting another two free throws. 2:51 left in the first half. Glacier Bears with a one-point lead, 12-11. Been outscored 5-2 so far here in the second quarter of play. Cowart's first shot is up off the back rim. Libby Jacobson coming in off the bench for the Glacier Bears, and Natalia Taylor will take a seat. Also got Grace Jones getting ready to check in for the Glacier Bears. The next dead ball. Cowart's second shot is up. This is off the back rim. Rebound comes down to Bauer for the Glacier Bears. Can't quite handle it. She was trying to drive her pass and offer her hands and out of bounds. So now Grace Jones checks in for Autumn Gross. And the Glacier Bears will pick up the Wolves full court again and get it into Cooper to the Wolves. Cooper up against Jacobson. Jacobson brings her over to the sideline. Swinton comes out to help. Now the Glacier Bears fall back into their defense. Cooper on the dribble, top of the key. Right-hand side to Meisner. She has Cowart guarding her. Picks up her dribble, brings it back up top to Cooper. Cooper looks into Ward. Ward tries to drive right baseline. Steps out a little bit, hands it off to Meisner. Meisner, her shot's a little short. She goes up for the shot, no good. She's going to be fouled. Betting they got Libby Jacobson with her third personal foul, and it is on Libby. That's her third, 17 foul. Natalia Taylor quickly off the bench, and she'll be checking into the game after the first shot by Darian Meisner. Meisner, 2-for-12. She was really struggling from the free throw line yesterday. She's got 4 points so far in the game today. Her first shot is up and good. She's got five, and we're tied up at 12. Now Taylor checks in for Jacobson. We doubt we'll see Libby anymore here until we get to the third quarter of play with those three fouls. Meisner at the line for her second. This one's up hard off the back rim to Bean. Bean throws up a shot. Rebound comes down to Swinton. Swinton trapped on the baseline. Gets it to Bauer. Bauer's got four-on-one numbers here. Let's see what we can do with it. Down to Cowart. Cowart, her shot's way long. Rebound comes down to Bean for the Wolves. Tough break for the Glacier Bears, not taking advantage of that four-on-one opportunity. Meisner to Ward. Ward drives to the right baseline, picks it up, looks inside to Bean. Ball deflected by Bauer right to Taylor. Taylor picks it up back to Bauer. Bauer dribbles up past Ward to Jones. Jones cross baseline, tries a little skip pass in there, but that was way too hard for Cowart. Kind of bounced over her head and out of bounds on the sideline. We've got Messerschmidt and Badgley checking in for the Glacier Bears, but we're going to have a timeout first. 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it here, but we do want to thank all of our sponsors. Glacier Bear Basketball is brought to you in part by you, the members of KHNS, and by Southeast Road Builders, Hauser's IGA, The Parts Place, The Captain's Choice Motel, Old Roots Market Center, Lutac Lumber, and Alaska Power and Telephone Haynes. Thank you, Glacier Bear supporters. Also like to mention that we do have, since the boys and girls are traveling together, this kind of a, used to be the way we always did this, but more recent years, they've traveled separately. But we've got boys and girls basketball here. We've got the cheer squad here with Yale Paz, Justice Jensen, Christine Briggs, Karina Hill. Of course, they're led by Tiana Taylor. They're down here cheering. Have almost a, got a pretty good representation of Haynes people here down below us. Back into play now. Meisner on the dribble for the Wolves. Going to high post to Cooper. She spins. Gives it back out to Meisner. Meisner looking over the defense. Lob pass into Bean. She can't get it. Tips it out. And it's out of bounds back the other way. Campbell had a chance to grab it. I don't know if she thought one of the Glacier Bears had hit it. But she didn't reach for it along that far sideline in front of the Glacier Bear bench. Bauer on the dribble for the Glacier Bears. Goes right-hand side to Swinton, to Bauer, to Taylor. Taylor to Bauer. Left-hand side now to Swinton. Swinton going to drive inside, kicks it to Bauer. Bauer drives the right baseline to Messerschmidt. To Taylor. Taylor with a six-footer up off the backboard. No good. Taylor gets her own rebound. Tries to drive in. Nothing there. Out to Messerschmidt with a 17-footer up and good for Jamie Messerschmidt. Jamie gets her first 2 points of the basketball game, and with just under a minute left, the Glacier Bears back to a two-point lead. Meisner on the dribble at the top of the key, goes left-hand side to Campbell, to Bean on the left baseline. Back up top to Campbell. Picks up her dribble. She's going to shoot an 18-footer. This is off the back rim. Rebound comes down to Swinton. Swinton gets it to Bauer. Glacier Bears have numbers, 3-on-2. Bauer's going to take it herself on the right-hand side, and they're going to call an offensive charge, and I don't think that's a very good call myself. Celia probably didn't help herself because she kind of flopped into the lady, but I didn't think the person had established position in front of her. But regardless, for some reason they don't let me make these calls up here. They have these guys in these shirts down there. But Celia steals the ball on the inbounds, gets it to Destiny. Destiny misses the layup. Oh, we need those, Destiny. Cooper down with the rebound for the Wolves to Meisner. 27 seconds left here in the first half of play. Meisner left side to Campbell. Tries to get inside to Cooper. She gets it, throws up a shot off the backboard, and good. Kimberly Cooper with two, and we're tied at 14. 16 seconds left. Bauer quickly up into the front court. Kind of low pass to Messerschmidt. She's going to grab hold of that, and we're going to get Cooper. That's going to be Cooper's fourth personal here in the first half of play. And that'll send Jamie Messerschmidt to the line, shooting two. Jamie was 1-for-2 from the free throw line yesterday. Makes her first of these two, so she's 1-for-3 so far today. Gives the Glacier Bears a 1-point lead here with 10.8 seconds left. Jamie's second one is up. This one rattles around. No good. Rebound comes down to Destiny Cowart. She gets the ball over to Messerschmidt. Messerschmidt to Swinton. Swinton drives inside. Gets her shot blocked by Ward. Comes down to Cooper. Cooper to Meisner. And that's the end of the first quarter of the play with the Glacier Bears 15 and the Wrangell Wolves 14. A lot of spirited action here. We're going to send it back to KHNS Studios for about 8 minutes, and then we'll be back here for a little wrap-up of previous games and